the Saturday Light Brigade, and this bit of Joe Negri that you're hearing is relatively recent, recorded just 7 years ago on an album called Uptown Elegance. And I hope you enjoyed hearing Joe's voice. A nicer man you'll never meet. The same can be said for David Jay, who was kind enough to share those bits with us as obtained in Newport just yesterday. It's now 27 minutes after 11 o'clock. Well, it wasn't just yesterday, but it was just a week or two ago that Tom Broding wrote the first song that he's going to play. Let me just say hello to Tom first. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
It's nice to have you here. Tom also is going to be playing our solar concert series coming up this Wednesday at 12:15, and we're really excited to have you back for that.
I am too.
How have you been? What have you been up to?
Oh, I've been keeping busy. I put out an album in April called Beauty in Paradise, and I've been playing quite a bit. I'm busy with the Pennsylvania Humanities Council. We just filmed a television show down at the Pump House, and it'll air, I believe it's in November. It's going to air in the fall on PCN.
Excellent. And where is the Pump House?
Oh, the Pump House is the actual old water pump house of the Homestead Steelworks. It still stands down in the corner of the waterfront.
I know. Okay. I did not make that connection. What's the show about?
Well, my program's called Steel Towns, Coal Fields, and the Unbroken Circle. And it's a heritage program through music, obviously. I've written songs that document the sacrifices of the American laborers and the sacrifices they made so that we can enjoy our country today. And the pump house where it was filmed, that was actually the site of the Homestead Steel Strike.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Pinkertons landed on the Maughan there.
Oh, interesting. And that's seen on PCN on a regular basis?
Yeah, they have a series called Humanities on the Road, and I am a Commonwealth speaker with the Pennsylvania Humanities Council. And I'm not sure how many years they've done the series, but this fall it'll start airing again, the ones that they've filmed. This is the second season in 2 years, I know, so.
Well, that's exciting. You're continuing to perform a lot, and I know your recordings, and forgive me for swelling your head a little bit, but they've really been doing well nationally, not just locally, but nationally. Amerisons, your label, have been picked up on the national circuit of a lot of Americana stations and public radio stations, mm-hmm. and that's got to make you feel wonderful.
It does, and well, most of the success you're talking about came with the Unbroken Circle. That was a really good record for me, and did a lot of great things, and a lot of people got to hear it from coast to coast, and it opened a lot of doors for me. And it looks like that may be a film soon. We have some funding in place with a great filmmaker, Jeff Seawald. So we should be starting to film here pretty soon.
Fantastic. Well, your son Jack is here too. Hi, Jack.
He's a busy man also.
Yeah. Well, Jack, you have your own band too, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We played here last year.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. What's the name of your band?
The Rogues.
Yeah. Okay. That's all coming back. I start to... My memory, that my solution to remembering things is not remembering other things until I need to find them. You're 16 now?
Yeah.
Where are you going to school?
I'm going to Peters Township at high school.
Going into your senior or junior year?
I'm going into 10th grade. So.
Yeah, sophomore year.
Yeah.
That's all right, if I do the math right. That's correct. So what's it like playing with your old man?
It's fun. It can be challenging.
No offense, Tom. I mean, I can't imagine.
I work him hard, Larry.
Yeah, I can't imagine ever. I mean, my dad's not a musician, but I can't imagine being in a band with my dad. What is it like?
You know, he knows what to expect of me. So if I do something maybe a little bit under, he wants me to give my full. So I'll hear about it if I do.
So if he'll hear about it if he messes up on the radio today, right?
You've got a career in diplomacy ahead of you. That was actually expressed very succinctly, not too much over the edge, but quite honestly, too. Have you been doing anything interesting this summer? Are you working or
Just got a job actually yesterday at a golf course, and tonight I'm playing at a Rockin' Summer fundraiser with the band Hot Metal Bridge. I'm gonna sit in with drums. It's at 7:30. It starts, and adults are I think $15.
Yeah, go ahead and get, if you got a flyer or something, pick it up, especially if it's a benefit. Let's mention it.
Yeah, it's for the Black Ridge Civic Association. Adults are $15, children are 10, and children under 12 are 5. And that includes beer, pop, snacks, and baked goods. And it all goes towards the Black Ridge Civic Association tonight.
So. Where is it?
I think it's at the Black Ridge Civic Association clubhouse on 1200 Beulah Road.
Yeah, I was going to say, I grew up within walking distance from there. That's the Black Ridge development, which I think is part in Churchill and part in Wilkinsburg, but right around that area, just off of Beulah Road or Brown Avenue, right where the Churchill exit of the Parkway East is.
Yeah.
So that's great that you're doing that. And they've got a pool there and a community hall, and I would imagine that's what the benefit is for.
Yeah.
How do you hook up with that?
My dad was friends with the guitarist of the band Hot Metal Bridge, and we met through him.
Will Condrich, and a fellow named Keith Condrich is his father. And Will's a young musician, great guitar player.
Well,
great
that would
singer.
Be Wilson Condrich. He's been
That's
calling
correct.
This radio program since he was about 4 or 5. Remind
there
him of that
go.
Last night when you see him. Will's a longtime SLB listener, as are his parents. Helen and Keith.
Yeah, great family, the Condriches.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I was glad to get Jack hooked up with them and with Wilson playing.
And your
tonight.
Golf course, are you going to be caddying or?
I get the clubs from the car to the to the carts, and they drive.
You're like the pre-caddy.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be a decent job, a way to make a little money before school starts. What course?
South Point Golf Course.
Okay, so look for Jack. You know. And request his services, and you know, I'm sure tips is probably the name of the game in a job like that. I'm not sure how do you do well at something like that. I guess you smile and
you got a big thing up there. Smile, say hi.
Yeah, smile, say hi. Don't put your palm out too far. That's good. Is this your first job?
Yeah.
Cool. Very good. Well, tell me about the song. You wrote this just by the way, if you're just joining us, Tom Briding with Sun Jack, and it's 26 before noon. We're live. Doesn't happen very often on the radio these days, but everything here's live. And I know
Studio
Tom.
First.
So, okay. What are you going to start?
Well, since Jack was in the conversation, I think we'll start by doing a song together, probably. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what I wanted to do for you, Larry, and share with your listeners are some new songs, very recent. This one I just wrote last month, and Jack has a nice drum part in it, so maybe we'll start off with that.
One, two, three, four.
I made some mistakes. From here on out, I'm doing nothing but toeing the line. And I know what you're thinking. You have your doubts. Just give me one more try. I can work this whole thing out. You don't have to look for no other guys to bring tears of joy to your eyes. Who knows better than me how to make you cry? After all, we've been together for so long. There ain't too many places we ain't been. We both know what we've had, some good times and bad. And it would be a shame see it all end. I know what you're thinking. You have your doubts. Just give me one more try. I can work this whole thing out. You don't have to look for no other guys to bring tears of joy to your eyes. Who knows better than me how to make you cry? Who knows better than me how to make you cry?
Nicely done, and a nice duo between the two of you, too. And great song. What's the name of that?
Thanks. Who Knows Better Than Me?
Very nice. That's one of those songs that sounds like you've heard it before. I mean that in a nice way. It's really natural.
Yeah. I was just watching Crazy Heart again. I've seen it a couple times, and I was watching, and he writes the big hit song for the movie, Jeff Bridges, his character.
Yeah.
And he says, Who did that song? And the girl's guessing three or four. He says, I just wrote it. So that's always a good sign when you think you've heard a song before.
Yeah, it's something when that happens. And there's certain songs that just do that. They some people call them earworms, right? They just stick in your ear and they never come back out. You will have a chance to see Tom and I'm presuming Jack too at our Solar Concert Series. Are you coming down for that?
He might. We haven't really talked. He's got a big day that evening. His favorite band's in town. Tell him you're going.
My
to
wearing
see.
Jacket's coming into town.
Ah, okay. So you could do both. You never know. But our Solar Concert Series, which has been playing to large and just wonderfully diverse crowds, is going to be this coming Wednesday at 12:15. Tom is headlining it this Wednesday and still every Wednesday in August free, just above our studios and outdoors right in front of the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. And Tom's played it before. You know what a great,
yeah, it's really nice.
A great scene that great. Is. And one thing that's really nice, I don't know if the construction has started yet, but in that area, Tom, a beautiful new green park is going in place of all that concrete that's there. And there is a wonderful project to return the green space that was part of Allegheny Commons Park to more or less replace that 1960s urban renewal attempt of this, and you know, this happens in all cities, this sunken concrete attempt at kind of a mod garden that's all going to be going away with grass and trees and everything.
Very
and
nice.
It's not done yet, but this time next year it will be. So you'll be able to start the early consecration of a new space. And you'll be pleased to know if construction is going on, there's a special deal, no jackhammers Wednesdays between noon and one. Because
you know what I miss? I miss the days when we would bring Jack to these places. You know, he's old enough to play with me now. He's driving a car and he's working, as you were talking to him about. But yeah, this what a great place. I was watching all the families come in here to the museum and bringing their kids, and it's really nice.
Yeah, it's a fun place. And I, you know, we work with a lot of middle school and high school kids here in the radio studio. We've had about 90 kids in July, ranging from seventh graders to people that just got out of high school and a little bit older. And they're here, you know, primarily to work in the radio studio, but they also get a kick out of the exhibits and everything here. You can enjoy them when you're older, too. Yeah. I still get on the slide every now and then. I've learned if I'm wearing really slippery pants, I don't do it. It's too fast. This is Tom Briding and his son, Jack, here with him, too. What do you want to do next?
Well, I just wrote a song last week.
Oh, this is that real fresh one. Yeah, I'm looking at the lead sheet here for it, and
he's still making edits on it.
He's still revising and correcting.
Well, actually, I did all the editing the day I wrote it, but when I got here, I realized this was a first draft that I brought with me, so I was editing from memory, I guess. But I'll tell you – about this song, when you know, I grew up in Wheeling, West Virginia, and also I have a big gig tonight because I'm playing down there. I'm releasing my CD in my hometown of Wheeling, and it's my 30-year class reunion tonight.
How nice!
Yeah.
Are you playing the reunion?
Well, it's at the same venue, so yeah. Basically, yes. You know, I mean.
How do you feel about that? Have you seen these guys? Have you gone to previous reunions?
Well, we missed our 25th. Yeah. And nobody got it together. So I had a very small class, only 86 people. But so it'll be nice. But growing up in Wheeling, about this song, you know, the biggest event when I was 5 or 6 or 7 years old, you know, the most visible thing we had in Wheeling was the Jamboree USA, which was every Saturday night, and it ran since 1933. And it was broadcast from coast to coast. But the really big shows when I was a little boy, it was when Johnny Cash came to town. And I never got to see Johnny Cash at the music hall, but I remember my dad just driving our family just downtown just to see everybody standing in line and waiting and to see the buses that lined Main Street all the way down. And, of course, like a lot of other towns, Larry, Wheeling now is, you know, it's almost deserted, so that's like it's a nice memory to have, and it's a memory I've kept for a long time, and I was able to put this song together.
Well, you know how much Ricky and I love Wheeling, and I know some efforts are being made to revive the Jamboree, not in the Capitol Theater,
at the Victoria,
but Wheeling's got good bones and a good heritage.
No doubt.
I expect Wheeling to survive, but.
Jack and I got a kick out of it today. We were driving in on the parkway to the show and saw the Wheeling Lake Erie Railroad line crossing over
nice.
The parkway.
It's yeah, it's a good town, and it's always been a very good music town. Something I remember about Wheeling, you know, we would go to see the Jamboree and sometimes stay a couple days. You know, we'd go Saturday night and decide to stay and hike through some of the parks. In the late 70s, early 80s, I can remember multiple independent music stores in Wheeling. It was amazing how many, you know, I mean fine music stores with good equipment.
Yep.
And
I shopped at every one of them.
Wheeling still has its own symphony orchestra, and, you know, a lot of musicians live in there. You know, a lot of good people there.
Yeah.
So, can't wait to hear it. What's it called?
It's called He Waits for John to Sing. Last night, he walked the alley behind the house where they used to play. He stopped by the old garage where his daddy kept their new Chevrolet. And he walked the broken sidewalk to the porch where they used to swing, with Jamboree on the radio. He'd wait for John to sing. He became a young man, he knew all the pretty girls in town. In his boots and fine black leather Stetson hat, long hair hanging down. And through the busy sounds of Main Street and the traffic, he walked just like a king, till he found his place in line at the big hall to wait for John to sing. And when he'd hear Big River and 5 feet high, and the flat top box was enough to make him cry, cry, cry. And now the stores in town are empty, and it seems so much just came and went. And the factory's been shut down,
since Ronald Reagan was still our president. But you can find him on the same old street, and I'm sure he'd give anything to relive just one more good old day when he'd wait for John to sing. And if he sits right here until he dies, he waits for John to sing.
That's a great song. I love the
thank you.
The picking style that you chose too, which I know was chosen with intention. at least I think it was.
Well, it plays pretty natural that way and sings pretty natural. I'm thinking if I cut this with my band, you know, we should do the Johnny Cash thing, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But it's sort of there a little bit in the background. That's a beautiful image, and I gather you're thinking of Wheeling Pittsburgh Steel as the plant. When you're talking about the plant shutdown, or could it be any plant?
Yeah, you can take your pick. You know, during the late 80s, mid 80s, you know, when I just gotten out of high school, that's when everything started to shut down. So,
yeah, oh gosh, you had so many glass plants too. Mm-hmm. And Wheeling Anchor Hocking, I think, had a big plant there. Cigars, I think, were still made, right? Marsh Wheelings.
Marsh Wheelings were made there till 2002, I think, and that was America's oldest cigar manufacturer.
Yeah, it's just an incredible town. Beautiful song. It's 12 minutes before 12 noon. Tom Broding is who you're hearing, and he has his CD release party tonight in Wheeling. The new CD is called Beauty in Paradise. And we didn't mention the location that venue tonight.
Yeah. It's a place called River City, and it's right there near the Wheeling Civic Center.
Okay, right downtown. And mm-hmm. That'll be tonight. You can meet some of his high school classmates, too, probably,
right.
And find out what Tom was like. Jack, you should go tonight.
I got that gig.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It's a shame. That's right. You're. But where are you playing again tonight? Is tonight the Black Ridge Civic Association, 7:30 in the Churchill area. But it's a shame because you could, like, ask. This almost never happens. You could ask classmates of your dad. There's, you know, probably 70-some that are going to be there. What your dad was like in high school.
I met a few last month, a few in Nevada that I got to meet when we were on vacation.
Oh, and did they tell you any stories?
Not really, no.
Huh. They might have a pact. Did they have kids, too?
They both did. Yeah,
kids,
that's right.
Yeah,
they might have the kids and dads might have – there might be a rule that's not allowed to be done. But anything else you want to, like, fill us in on what's going on?
Well – I don't know. I think I've pretty much covered everything I was thinking of. You know, I keep really busy writing, Larry. I've been writing a lot recently, as you could tell. And I just keep the ball rolling. And I'm enjoying watching my son's career unfold. He's a very good drummer. And we were going to do one more song for you if you want to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really a pleasure to have you both here. And it's great to see you still blossoming and writing. And
thank you.
Engage, because that doesn't, you know, it certainly isn't a foregone conclusion that as you do this longer and longer that you're going to slow down, but it can happen. And you're every bit, if not more, energized and evolving as I've ever seen you. And,
oh, thanks, Larry.
You know, it's...
You know what? There is something that I failed to mention also is, you know, I've been playing guitar with Bill Toms and his band Hard Rain for a long time now. I bet it's been probably 7 or 8 years. And Bill has a fantastic new album coming out. It's called Memphis. And the sessions that I took part in to record the record were some of the most enjoyable I've ever had. He brought a great artist in named Will Kimbrough who produced the record, and he played the guitar on it. Will was just a fantastic guitar player who's in Emmylou Harris's band right now. And yeah, Bill's record's called Memphis, and it's coming out in September. And that's part of, I think, my enthusiasm. It's really, really a good record, and I'm excited for him because he's another guy who just, you know, he never slows down, and he just keeps doing what he does and does it well.
Yeah, it's great. That's really what life should be, mm-hmm. is to just keep pursuing it. And so, Jack, what's this next song called? Do you know what your dad picked?
I don't even know what it's called. This is a new one too, isn't it?
No, actually, I wrote this a while ago, and it's called Across the Tracks.
Across the Tracks.
Yeah. I think Jack's just going to play a tambourine part in there, but no part too small.
No part too small. Well, let me, this may be the only chance I get to say thank you. One thing I did want to mention is the website for folks to go to. What's the best way for people to find recordings?
On the website, yeah.
Yeah. And the address?
It's www.tombriding.com. And my name is spelled like Hines, B-R-E-I.
It's a good way to remember it.
D-I-N-G.
Yeah, yeah, Tom Briding, B-R-E-I-D-I-N-G, the good German way.
Right? Yeah, right.
or is it? Is it?
Yeah.
It is. B-R-E-I-D-I-N-G. Why am I disputing you? You would know. Where you say the vowel that comes second gets the I'm starting to run out of gas. Here again, Tom Briding, along with Son Jack.
Well, thanks. This song, Across the Tracks, actually I wrote it about an event that happened with Jack and I when we were down in Matewan, West Virginia. But, you know, as I said, Larry, all of my shows I like to acknowledge, you know, the great laborers and their families who came before us and made great sacrifices. And, you know, in this day and age, we're seeing a middle class that's disappearing again, and it's a very unfortunate thing. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the decline of our American unions and our labor unions are declining at the same rate. I think the two are linked. So with that thought in mind, we'll do this thing. There's a kid running toward the railroad tracks. His daddy's coming off the hill, round the switchback. And when he hears a whistle on the outskirts of town, he sees his boy on the rail, laying pennies down. Well, the company brings life, it could take it back. Life is hard here across the tracks. Well, his daddy's always been a union man, but round here it's hard to take a union stand. Just lucky to live in a painted house. So while the company's around, you stay quiet as a mouse. But the company brings life, it can take it back. Life is hard here across the tracks. And there ain't much more for miles around, just railroad lines and coal underground. And one of these days that boy will be gone. He'll get on that train and let it roll on.
when there ain't much talk about the union anymore. With a picture of his boy, he sits on the floor. And then he hears that whistle on the outskirts of town. He takes a shot of liquor, sets a picture down. Well, the company brings life, it can take it back. Life is hard here across the tracks. Life is hard here across the tracks. Life is hard here.
Thank you, Tom and Jack Broding. And
thanks, Larry.
Congratulations on these new songs. Good luck at both of your gigs tonight.
Thank you.
Look for Jack in Churchill and Tom in Wheeling, and look for Tom at our Solar Concert Series this coming Wednesday at 12:15. Thank you if you were able to be with us for all or part of the morning. What a day. Folks from the Civic Light Opera Academy here, and we appreciate their being with us very much. We also had members of the cast of Dora's Pirate Adventure here today. Thanks to our Heinz Endowments Summer Youth Philanthropy interns, as well as Wayne Jones from the Heinz Endowments for being with us. Also to the New Hazlett Theaters, Melinda Petruzza, thank you for taking time to be with us. And finally, Patty Jo Lambert spotlighting the Bantam Jeep Heritage Festival in Butler, Pennsylvania. Tried to acknowledge everybody who called or participated one way or another this morning. If we missed your name or request, we apologize. It's been a busy morning. If it's your style to listen without actively reaching out, that's fine. Lots of people do too. In fact, so many that here's a chance for you to insert your name. Thank you for being here. Questions, comments, we hope you'll write our address, the Saturday Light Brigade, P.O. Box 10092, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15233. Yes, we actually still get letters. You're also welcome to email us at slb@slbradio.org or use instant input at slbradio.org or facebook.com/slbradio. Join us again next Saturday for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. Google Town.